Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 45, breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 p.m., then a chance of snow between 8 and 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Saturday, a 20% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 44 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for southwest Wisconsin locations along the Mississippi River. The following is from the Wisconsin Public Radio online news used here with their permission. Wisconsin communities along the Mississippi River are preparing for what could be major flooding as soon as this weekend as the river swells to its highest flood level in decades. The river is expected to reach the highest flood level in 20 years, with an increasing likelihood of it rising to a top 5 flood on record. As of Thursday afternoon, more than 20 counties across Wisconsin received flood warnings. Others in northern Wisconsin were under flood advisories, signaling minor impacts in low-lying or poor drainage areas. Between January through March 2023, Wisconsin had its third wettest period since 1998, according to data from the National Centers for Environmental Information. State agencies are actively monitoring flooding throughout Wisconsin and are in contact with county and tribal emergency management offices. The National Weather Service is urging people near the Mississippi River to stay alert of any evacuation notices and information from local authorities. The City of La Crosse advised making an emergency plan. Officials recommend having a family meeting place to bring a list of emergency contacts, a power supply, and any medications. They suggest building a go kit with non-perishable items, water, cash, and medications. They also recommend moving valuables out of the basement and elevating or flood-proofing appliances as much as possible. You can track flood updates through the National Weather Service site. Due to the upcoming retirement of its current producer, the Nearly Noon News is looking for local volunteers to take over the responsibilities of creating our daily 5-minute broadcast. Journalistic skills would be helpful, but we are willing to train motivated people. If you have an interest in state and local news reporting, please send an email to staff@wdrt.org or stop by the station, 311 South Main Street in Viroqua, and fill out an application. These positions will remain open until filled. Thank you for your interest. And thanks also for joining us today. Please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.